Yeah. Letting the Eilim finish up the drushes by yourselves. Membeis, Membeis. Going back to the halachas of Pigul. So we know that Pigul is only chal on something as a dover shegeish lematirim. Right? So if it's not a dover shegeish lematirim, there's no din of Pigul. Now, our Mishnah is really here to explain that it's a two-way street, which means in order for something to become Pigul, It has to be a dover sheyesh lematirim, and it has to be a nitar. So meaning, if it's something which is a matir, but in itself is not a nitar, so for example, a koimetz, right? A koimetz, on the one hand, you could call it in the family of a dover sheyesh lematirim because it's matir. It's matir the mincha, right? The koimetz is matir the mincha for achilim. So on the one hand, you could call the koimetz a dover sheyesh lo matirim. The Mishnah, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that a dover sheyesh lo matirim, in order for something to be nispagel, right, it too has to be a nitter. It has to be a byproduct of a dover sheyesh lo matirim. So therefore, anything which is one end, which is just being mafagel something else, so it itself won't have an issue pigul. That's what the Mishnah said. So we'll see what this means. If it means that there's mamish no pigul at all, or there's no chir pigul. So Rashi, okay, first let's go through the Mishnah. So Rashi says like this. The Mishnah says, Eilu dvorim shein chayovin aleihem mishum pigul. Right, but the simple pshat you could say is when it says ain chayavin aleihem mishum pigul, could mean there's no pigul at all. You're not chayav for pigul, meaning if you eat it, there's no issur pigul. Maybe you're over an issur of psilei mukdasha, generic issur which you have when you do eat it. Meaning there's a law of kol shebekodesh pasul bar possibly issur al achilas, which means there's an umbrella law on all psilei mukdasha. Somebody eats a kachim tomato, right? Besides for the issur of tumah, right, of achilas kachim tomayim, there's going to be an umbrella lot of psulei mukdash, kol shabbat kodesh posel, bar kosev litin lois v'seil achilas. That's the rule. For that reason why, there's two separate halachas. We have halacha of isurim of atlam zezeh, right, which is a sugyan in Psochem, actually, negiyat matzah mor, where the Gemara discusses by Korach if the mor is mevatel the matzah, if the matzah is mevatel the mor, and the tzushtel that Chazal make is just like Yisurim. If you hold Yisurim are not mevatel each other, then mitzvahs are not mevatel each other. If you hold Yisurim are mevatel each other, mitzvahs are not mevatel each other. So the contradiction is that in halacha we paskin if you take pigul noiser tome and you bowl on zebazeh and you mix them up and you eat a kazayas, you chayev. And by isurim, the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Yeredeya that isurim are mevatel each other, which basically would mean if let's say you had a kazayas achelev that fell into 58 kazesim of heter of shuman, and 2 kazesim of nevel, just for example. So Shulchan Aruch paskins is bottle b'shish, which means that the iser nevela is mitzaref to the chum to be mevatel the iser chelav. So basically, Shulchan Aruch seems to be paskining that isurim are mevatel zezer, That seems to be psak halach. So if Yenis and Ibishitz and Yerodea, he questions, Pigul noise Tommy Shabalon Zebazet. Paskin any Sukhum of Atlan Zezet. So what's the. That's his question. Why wasn't the tour Machmer? Because the tour was Mekel. The tour in the Beis Yosef was Mekel in Yerodea. That it is Mavak. Even if it's a Suffolk. Even if it's a Suffolk, you should say it's not Mavak. So the. That's the crazy place he's kash. So the way we always miyash of this crazy place is that any time the Isugim complement each other, or the mitzvahs, then they're not mevatel each other. Right? Because they're as long as they have a common ground, they're not mevatel each other. That's why the Rambam held that Korach, even Bizman, we're not doing Psachim now, but I'm just telling you what the Rambam sheet is. Even Bizman Abayas, Korach was only Matzah Morah, not Pesach. That means, simply you learn Korach is Pesach Matzah Morah. Today we don't have Korban Pesach, so it's a Zeichel HaMikdash. Right? The Rambam says no. The Rambam says that even Bizman Abayis, Korach was Matzah Morah, and Pesach was not a part of the sandwich. What's the explanation? So first of all, the Rambam has a source. Is it Yerushalmi and Chala, like the Rambam? But the simple explanation of Rambam is that Matz and Morah both represent a common thread, which is Holach Ma'an Yidachal Avosan Ba'ad HaMitzrayim. Matzah, even though it represents when we left, it also represents it's Lechem Oini. Morah is Oini. So therefore, they're not Mevatel each other. Pesach is completely Cheres. So if you throw Pesach into the mix, you'd have a problem with Mevatelim Zezeh. What do you mean? Well, you have a separate mitzvah of eating. There is a rush who holds you don't need a kazayas tomorrow. There is a rush. The rush holds because the Torah never gave a mitzvah sachila separate on tomorrow. There's a rush who holds that way, Taka. But anyway, the bottom line is that the same thing by Psulei Mukdosh. This answers the Plessy's question. Because Psulei Mukdosh, there's an umbrella. That even though there's Isser Pigul and Noiser and Tomei, and these are all separate Isurim, there's also a law of Kol Sheba Kodesh Posel, Barakos of Litein Loiser Seel Achilose. So there's a generic law. So that's why if you take Pigul, Noiser, and Tomei, you mix them together, they're not Mevatel each other. So the answer is Rabbi Yonasan Ibishitz is Kash. Chelev and Nevela, they could be Mevatel each other because they have no joining force. Chelev is Chelev, and Nevela is Nevela. And therefore, the if the two are in the pot together, the Chelev could go together to be Mitzvatel the Nevela, and the Nevela could go together with the pot to be Mevatel the Chelev. Because there's no common ground between the two of them. The Rabbi Yonasan Ibishitz is asking from Kotshim, by Kotshim there's a generic lav, Kol Shabakodesh Posel Bach Osel Litin Loisa Seel Achilosa. So even though this is Pigul and this is Noiser and this is Tomei, but they have one common lav, and that lav unifies them. That's why they're not Mevatel each other. So in our Mishnah, when the Mishnah says, Eilu Dvorim Shen Chayavon Aleihem Mishum Pigul, and it lists Koimitz, Ktoiris. Now again, Koimitz and Ktoiris are similar to in the fact that they themselves don't need a matter. Right, the koimitz doesn't need a matter, it is matter, the mincha. The ktoiris doesn't need a matter at all. There is no matter. It's not matter, and it's not nitter. It's neither. The ktoiris is the whole thing is nikta. So it's not bechlal not a davar sheyesh lo matir. Right, that's the ktoiris. Va'alavoyna. And the levoyna. Minchas Koyanim, because that also is kolal on the Mizbeach, a Koyan's Mincha. Uminchas Koyan Moshiach, that's a Chavite Koyan Gadol, that the Koyan Gadol brought every day, twice a day. The Hadam, and Dam, also is a Matir, but it's not a Nitter. It's Matir, the carbon, but it itself is not a Nitter. V'anesochem Abon b'fnei Atzmon, or the Nesochem. The Nesachim also, the Nesachim L'chayr should be a Nitter. But if you're misnadiv, if you're making a Dovah to bring Nesachim separately, So then it's not a matter. It's just nesach. It's not matter anything, and it's not nitter. Just carbon nesach. So whether you bring it separately, which you could do, you could bring a carbon nesachim, you could be misnadiv nesachim to the mizbeach. Or, born b'fnei atzmon means, or, you brought a carbon one day, you brought the nesachim, you could bring the nesachim 10 days later. So you chose to bring it separately. In either of those cases, the nesachim are not misyachas to anything else, and therefore they don't become pickle. That's what the Mishnah says. I'm not talking about the Basa Behem. Just the opposite. The Basa is good because it's a nitter. No, our Mishnah is saying it's got to be only a nitter. The Dovah Shiyesh L'Matiri means there has to be something that has a heter and went through the nitter process. It is a byproduct of a matter. In order for it to be also for Pigel, has to be a bot. We use the phrase loosely, Dovah Shiyesh L'Matirim. Our Mishnah is being Mechadish. It's not enough Dovah Shiyesh L'Matirim, which, if that's the phrase you would use, then it would include the Matir and the Nitter, because they both belong to a package of Yesh L'Matirim. Right? The Matir is a Matir, and the Nitter is a Nitter. They're both part of, if you're making a Chasana here, so they would both be included. One would be a chosin, one would be a kala. The matter would be the chosin, and the nitter would be the kala. So, but our mishnah is coming to be mechadish that it's not enough to be a chosin or kala. You have to be a nitter, right? So the mishnah is saying that the nesachim, technically the nesachim is a dover hanitter, right? It should be. Nesachim should be a dover hanitter. Should be, right? But our mishnah is saying that, first of all, if you're bringing the Nesachim on their own, it's not an Itter, because there was no Korban that was matter than the Nesachim. So that's that simple. That everybody agrees. The second Chiddush of our Mishnah is even the Nesachim of a Korban, which L'chayre is a Dover HaNitter, because till you're makar of the Korban, you can't bring the Nesachim. But since you don't have to bring the Nesachim together, and you can bring the Nesachim 10 days later, so therefore, if you choose, again, the Tanakhama holds, if you choose to bring the Nesachim 10 days later, then it's not a Dover HaNitter. It's independent. You have to know why, which we'll discuss why. It's independent. And the Mela B'chiyai Gavna, there's no Din of Pigel. But the Tanakhama holds that if Yitaka brought the Nesachim together with the Karbon, then it would become Pigel. Tanakhama is limiting the Afkos Pigel from the Sochem. Tanakama holds, Stam the Sochem, there would be Pigel. But if you didn't bring the Nesachim the day of the Korban, the Halach is you could bring it for 10 days. So when that, then there won't be a Din Pigel if you bring it independent. Now, that it's a big Chiddush, the Tanakama, the Reb Meir. Chachom and Moimrim, no. They agree with Reb Meir. But they hold, Af Aboyinim Abeyimah. It's an Afkemineh. Even if it comes with the behemoth. Yeah, who cares? Now, l'chayre, the chachomim is more simple. Because manoshach. If you're going to tell me that in order for something to be called a dover hanitter, it has to be something which needs the carbon, and the fact that this could be brought independently proves that it doesn't need the carbon, who cares if you're bringing it the same day or not bringing it the same day? Shouldn't make a difference. And if you hold that Nesachim is needed by the carbon, meaning the carbon is being matted in Nesachim, so then who cares if you're bringing it the same day or not bringing it the same day? That's really the svar of the Chacham. Right? The Brisk Rav over here goes even further. He says it could be that the Chachamim hold the Nesachim are not called part of the carbon. That's not even part of the carbon. The fact, meaning the fact that you could bring it A, independently, B, the fact that you could bring it 10 days later, means that the Chachamim hold, it's not even a chelik of the Guf HaKarb. And therefore, it doesn't become pigled together with the Karb. Right? You can't be mefagel it, because it's not a Dover HaNitter. if as an independent item, you can't be mefagel. If you're making an adova and a sochem, it will be no different than keteris, right? It's not a adova sheyesh lo matir, right? Because it's not a nitter. It's not matter anything. It's not elamai if it's brought together with the korm. Briskrov is saying that the chachamim sheet is maybe that's a tzad. Maybe the chachamim mold, it's never called part of the korm, which is really more mistam. Meaning, how could you say that the nesachim that come with the korban, there's a difference if it's the same, if you bring it the same day as the korban, then it does become pickle. If you bring it the next day, it doesn't become pickle. What's the difference? So either way, it's the nesachim of the korban. So really, Reb Meir's sheet is very, very difficult. And that's why I'm talking to Briskerov over here. Like I said, Briskerov is clarifying that according to the chachamim, is because the Nesachim never become part of the Guf HaKorm. Anyway. There's other tzadis that maybe it's not a Dovah Sheyesh L'Matir. But either way, the Chachamim are very very easily understood. And the Tanakam is very sure to understand what's the Sfar of the Tanakam. So like I said, that the Briskerov is saying there's two ways to understand. One way to understand is that the Chachamim are saying that the Nesachim are always viewed independent and not part of the Korban. There's a halacha, when you bring this Korban, you're supposed to bring the Nesachim. It's almost like the Torah says, you have to bring two Korbanos. Like whenever you bring birds, you have to bring a Shtei Torah. Right? It's two Korbanos. Except maybe the Olam remembers I brought down Evan Ezra. That's a chiddush, right? Olam remembers the Evan Ezra. The Evan Ezra says a tremendous chiddush. He says, we find that whenever you have to bring a korban chatas, right, and you're bringing birds instead, there's always two. One is a chatas, one is an oil. So the Evan Ezra is machadish, that really, whenever you bring a chatas behema, there's two chalokim. There's a chelik mizbech, there's a murim, and there's a chelik hedyut, kana moichlam. He says, when you translate that into a bird, you don't have that. So you need one bird to take the place of the emuhim. That's the oil soif. And the other bird takes the position of the balsam. So he learns that the shtei toirim or shnei b'nei yayna is actually make up a complete chatas pein. I use that Evan Ezra. That's how he learns Allah Torah. In Vayikra, that's how he explains it. But I use that Evan Ezra to explain why some hold that if you're mefagel one, because you could be mitzaref the kavana from this to the kavana to that. What's the shaykhus between the two? But anyway, the bottom line is that. So the other side is that Rashi means avada and nesachim are part of the karma. It's not any carbon that requires nesachim. The nesachim are part of the carbon, but it's not a davar sheyesh lo matir. The fact that you could bring the nesachim 10 days later, so that mamela implies that it's not a davar sheyesh lo matir. There is no nitter. Matter just means it's matter itself, meaning the climate is also matter itself. There's no dover and nitter because it itself is both the matter and the nitter. Yeah. No, but there's a whole limud later on. The question was, what did you need the limud for? That's what we discussed. Okay. Loik shem and shel mitzayra. Similarly, the loik of the mitzayra, which is used for the tahara of the mitzayra. And the shirayim of the loik shemen is eaten after the loik shemen is used. So Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon says, "Ein chayav naleihem mishum pigel. You're not chayav for pigel. It's not called a dover haneter." And that's his sheet. Rav Meir Omer chayav naleihem mishum pigel. Shadam olsha matiru, because you can't use the loik shemen shamutzayra until you bring the osham. And that's the chorash far katayin. Right? Because that's enough. You see, by oil, it's enough that the oil is matter, the dam is matter, the skin. So you don't need achilas mizbech to be called dovash yesh lo matir. Dovash yesh lo matir means anything which became hutar for any purpose. Meaning, by an oil, we call it a dovash yesh lo matir. The fact that the skin is mutter for the kohen. It's not eaten. It's not on the mizbech, and it's not eaten. It's just used. The fact that the skin could be used. After zrika, the skin is called a dover shigesh lo matir. So l'chare the loik shemesh ha-matzorah should be the same. That's the taina he's saying here. He's saying the l'maisa, the loik shemesh dam osham is matir. That's what Meir's taina. Shadam osham matir. V'chol dover shigesh lo matir. Bein lo adam, bein lo mizbeah, chayav na lo mishim pi. Chayav for pi. Whether it's achil zodom, whether it's achil mizbeah, Ha'oilo, the oil is also called a matir, because dama matir is besora l'mizbeach. Va'oiro l'koyanim, the skin to the koyanim. Oil asoiv, dama matir is besora l'mizbeach. The meat goes on the mizbeach. Chat asoiv, dama matir besora l'koyanim. So it's all called over sheish l'matir. Parman asovim, zin asovim, by parman asovim, zin asovim. Over there also, even though the meat that's the sreif is maybe not called Dovash Yesh L'Matirim, but Dhamun Matir is a Mugayim. They mur. For the Mizbeach Likorv. But Shemenoimer, no. Since we learn out the parish of Pigel from Shlomit, and over there it's a Mizbeach Achitzin. So if Shemenoimer kol she'ene al Mizbeach Achitzin kishlomim, any dam which is not placed on the Mizbeach Achitzin, ein chayov no of Mishim Pigel. There is no Pigel, bichlal. Anything kosher ain't by mishum pigel. Okay. So just to get clarity in 2 points here in the Mishnah. Number one, what we started with, the fact that the Mishnah requires that it has to be a dover hanitter. There are two ways to understand that. One is that that's a condition to be chayiv koras. Because it's very, the reason why I'm saying that is, because it's very difficult to say that you have a carbon that's partially pigle and partially not pigle. Once it's pigle. It's a carbon that's pigle. In other words, what are you telling me? That the dam is not pigle? How could the dam not be pigle? You know what I mean? How could the dam not be pigle? The dam has to be pigle. Dam is part of the carbon. Right? The same thing koimitz. If the koimitz is mefagel the carbon, so now it's a carbon of pigle. What do you tell me? Part of the carbon is pigle, part of the carbon is not pigle. Similar to the case we had earlier. If you mefagel one kazayas of the carbon, the whole carbon becomes pigle. Right? That's not law. Because you can't have a carbon that's half pigle and half not pigle. So one way to understand the Mishnah is that there's a tnai in order to be chayiv koras. In other words, by pigle, you're chayiv koras if you eat it. In order to be chayiv koras, achilas pigle, it has to be a dover hanitter. Right. If not, although that thing, that part of the carbon is pigle, has a shame pigle, not chayiv koras. But you'll talk about the lav of pigle. That's one way. The other way to learn is no, it's a bigger chiddush. No. The shame pigle is mischalik. Meaning, the dam, it's not pigle. The koimitz, it's a carbon pigle minus the koimitz. Koimitz is not pigle. That's the other way to learn. I think the second is a bigger chiddush. Well, that we know the Torah removed it. The Torah removed it. We learn out that there's no koras. That we know the Torah did. But to say that the Torah went now and took the carbons and split it and said it's not pigul. The pigul is really chal on the carbon. It's a carbon pigul. It's not busser pigul. It's carbon pigul. See, what you basically have to say is that you have a carbon, the carbon is pigle, and there's a part of the carbon that's not a carbon pigle. It's part of the carbon, but it's not a carbon pigle. That's why Rashi seems to go out of his way, if you look at Rashi. And Rashi says, right at the beginning of the Mishnah, Rashi says, She'ein chayovin aleihem kores. See, that's Rashi's lashon. Ain't chayovin aleihem koras. No, but I'm just saying, Rashi's emphasis is not ain't chayovin aleihem mishum pigul. His emphasis is that there's no chorus. Right? It's mashma that the shame pigul is there. It's just that there's no chorus. Ain't chorus bachiloso mishim pigul. You're not chayiv chorus for pigul. That's what Rashi's lashon is. So Rashi is mashma that be'etzem it is pigul. It's part of the korban shel pigul. It is pigul. But chorus, there's no chorus. That's the mashmois of Rashi. Now, if you turn later on, you'll see that Tosis himself uses the same lashon on Kuv Dalet. Go to Kuv Dalet Amud Beis. Tosis seems to be doing the same thing. It's big Tosis. Loi machshavu hu deloi pasla. See, he says, he says like this. He says clearly, he's talking over here about Torahs. He's right in the middle of Torahs. So he seems to say that even by Ktoris, the shame pigul is there. There's no chorus, but the shame pigul is there, which would be mistavra to learn that way, that there's a shame pigul. So the Karen Ira by us says the following. Let me just get the Karen Ira. Karen Ira says he feels there's a nafkamina between, because that's what he said, what's the main chiddush of our Mishnah? The main chiddush of our Mishnah is that even though you need a dover shi'esh l'matira in order to be chayiv for pigul, but really the words dover shi'esh l'matira include the matir and the nitir. So without our Mishnah, we would say that the koimetz is pigul, right? Without the chiddush of our Mishnah. Why? Because it's the matir part of the dover shi'esh l'matira. The mincha is pigul, it's also part of the dover shi'esh l'matirim, because it's the nitter component of the yesh l'matirim. So simply, the dover shi'esh l'matirim is a unit. There's a matter and a nitter. They both make up, meaning if all you had was a matter, like what you were saying before, like by the nesachim, that's also not yesh l'matirim. Can't just be a matter, because then it's matter itself. So every matter, dover shi'esh l'matirim needs, it needs a matter and a nitter. That's why l'moshel truma. If you try to make everything truma, doesn't work, right? That's the Mishnah, right? Doesn't work. The Mishnah says, Eilu Dvorim Shein L'Mashir. It's a peyah of Abikurim. So the Yerushalmi over there says that it's true, it doesn't have a shir lamata, you can do as little midrash as you want, but if you try to make everything peyah, or you try to make everything truma, it's not going to work. Why? Because truma has to be matter something. You need two sides. The truma has to be matter. So even though midaraisa, there's no shir to truma. So you could give 90% truma. I'm talking about truma gedoyla. Person could make truma gedoyla 90% if he wanted, right? And only have 10% chum. But if he tried to make 100% truma, it won't work. Because in order for truma has to be a matter. And a matter means that there's a nitter. A matter means there's a nitter. So really, by, let's say, koimetz, there's two sides. The koimetz is a matter, the mincha, and the mincha is the nitter. There's two sides. Both of them make up the dover shi'esh l'matir. The matter and the nitter. Our Mishnah's mechadish, that there is no chorus by a dover which is only a matter. In order to be a chorus, there has to be a nitter. The shiloh we're having now is, does that mean it's not pigul? Or it's pigul, but there's no chorus. So Rashi and Tosfos both seem to say, no chorus, but the shame pigul is here. The Karen Ira says the following. He says, Yesh l'chalik, he says. He says, he holds there's a chiluk. What's his chiluk? Dvar ma'matirim psulim. He says, mamish the svar I was telling you. Anytime there's a matter, for instance, the case by koimetz, where the koimetz is matter the mincha, right? So then he says you can't separate it. Once the mincha becomes pigul, by definition, the chametz is also pigul. It's a carbon of pigul. He says, in that case, the chametz is pigul, you're just not chayev karas. He says, but k'toiris, levoina, where there is no matter klal, there's no dover hanitr, there is no shem pigul at all. And there, it's not just saying chayev an aleihem mishem pigul, there is no pigul, no shem pigul. That's his conclusion. He says, hadvor ma'matirim kibbon koimetz, psula. He says, therefore, it's possible. He says, Avol, he says, Oysom, she'ein lo matirim klal ki gein k'toyres in milchas kenim. He says, it's poshut that they're kosher. What do you mean? You can't use it for another milch. It's not pigle. There's no shame pigle on it. What do you mean? In which case? Well, we're not talking about Levoina. Levoina is a matter. K'toiris.
What?
K'toiris.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's saying technically K'toiris. There's nothing to it. There's nothing chal.
Right.
It's not a dover matter, and it's not. There's no nitter. There's no matter. So b'chiyai gavna. Nothing. It's not chal. Well, you did an iser, but in itself, there's no shame pigul here. Bechlal.
Eating
it, there's no shame pigul. Right. As far as what? Mishnah's talking about chorus. L'dayte, the Mishnah's talking about chorus, just like Rashi. Our Mishnah's coming to say one thing. There's no chorus. So Lagabi Chorus, that's what the Mishnah is saying. That's the Havana of the Keren Ora, that there's actually a difference in Halacha between this. Now, it happens to be that Rav Steinemann here, in his Sefer, spoke to Rav Shach about this. This Mamish, this Shaila. He didn't come out with a clear Mahalach. Mamish, this Shaila. Is it not Pigul at all? Is it Pigul just there's no Chorus? And he leaves the whole Parsha hanging, from what I recall. Pirish Rashi she'ein chayov al mikoros b'achilos mishum pigul. Kevin Shirashi hoisif amin l'mein chayov al mikoros. Mashma, he says, the chutz mikoros yesh b'em kol dine pigul. V'oiver b'iser lav mishum pigul. Mamish oiver lav. He says v'dehod the cost of a ramba. This that the Rambam says that you get malchus. He says haynu mishum psulei mukdash. Which we were talking about at the beginning of this year. He says the Rambam is no raya. Because the Rambam in Psulei Mukdoshim says that you take get Malkus. Any of these cases in the Mishnah. If you were to eat it, you get Malkus. He says that's no raya. That's the regular lav of Psulei Mukdoshim. You don't need a shem pigul. Shem psul. It's possible. It's no different. You have a machshava shaloi lishmo on a chatas. It's possible. Right? If you eat it, it's a issur of Psulei Mukdoshim. It's not pigul. It's tamish shaloi lishma. Chutz lom koymoi by all kachim. No chorus. Possible. So that's mamish Rav Steinemann and Shiley. He says, Omnam, he says, it could be that Rashi holds hamater aksmo in nismayet. This is what you were clearing. He says, maybe that's less of a chiddush. Maybe you could say, teloi chayel aloi shem pigul. Hainu, the hachefza shalamater ene miskabo, bespada. Avla korban bechloloso inasus pigul. So he wants to say maybe the matter almost has its own, it's like an embassy. The matter, taka the whole korban becomes pigul. Like the Keren Ora is saying. And it's difficult to siphon through a korban. Say this is pigul, this is not pigul. Just like we had earlier the sugi, if you're mefagel one kazayas. The whole carbon becomes pigul. It's a carbon pigul. He says there's a separate halacha that the matter is isolated. And taka, the matter doesn't become pigul. So he doesn't feel necessarily that Rashi is chaylik with that, even though I think that Rashi's lashon of Koras Bachilosan, right? Why didn't Rashi just say Ain Chayovan Aleim Mishim Pigul? And you know there's no Koras. In other words, Rashi was medayik to say that there's no Koras Bachilosan Mishim Pigul. If he would have just said Ain by Pigul, we would have the whole Kaddish. We know that there's no, if there's no Pigul, there's no Koras. We know everything. L'chayr. In other words, the way Rashi communicated this din, if it would be like Rav Steinemann's Tzad, that on a matter there's not a chaloy shame pigul on chal on it at all, so then Rashi should have just, L'chayr should have just used the words, Ein chayoven olav mishim pigul. So of course there's no Koras. There's no pigul, there's no Koras. Instead, Rashi says, you're not chayev Koras bachilosa mishim pigul. Rashi only confused us. Putting in the words that you're not chayev chorus bachilos and mishim pigul, he just confused us. Just let's take the word chorus out. Ain't dvarim shein chayev naleim bachilos and mishim pigul. You know, there's no chorus. So that's why I don't really hear this nekuda so much. He himself doesn't seem to be nice that way, but these are his two thoughts. Now getting to continuation of the Mishnah. The Mishnah makes chilukim between the Sachem and the Loik Shemen and all those things. So I think over there we have to explain the following. Clearly, you don't need a matter for Mizbeach. You don't need a matter for Adam, Achila, because otherwise the Mishnah wouldn't say that an oil is called a Davar Sheyesh L'Matirim. The Mishnah says oil is called Davar Sheyesh L'Matirim for two reasons. For the Basar L'Mizbeach and for the skin to the Kohenim. Skin to the Kohenim, it's not a matter in Achila. And it's not a matter in Achilas Mizbeach. So you see, matter is very generic. Anything that you weren't able to do before, and now you could do it. So on the one hand, the Mishnah seems to be saying, matter is very general. As long as A gives you a heter for B, yesh lo matirim. Even the skin for the Kohanim. On the other hand, the Mishnah is saying that the Nesachim is not called a davar sheyesh l'matirim, even though the Nesachim can't be brought before the Karm. The Nesachim can't be brought before the Karm. Reb Meir makes a chiluk if the Nesachim are brought the day of the Karm, and the Nesachim not brought the day of the Karm. The Chacham hold, even the Nesachim not brought the day of the Karm. So that's why I think it's important to crystallize this Nakuda before we go on, and that is that yesh l'matirim has to be that there's a, that A is matter B. Not that B can't be done before A. Then these are two very different nekudas. So for an example, right? We spoke about this many times at Tfilas Kelim. What do you do if you have a kli you can't toivel? It's not toivelable. Either it's completely going to get ruined, can't toivel. So now what do you say? Do you say, okay, so I can't use it? I can't title it, I can't use it. What do you say if I can't? Once I'm an oinus on the tefillah, so I can use it. So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal was machria that the iser to use a kli before tefillah is not because there's an iser to use the kli before tefillah. The tefillah is not matter the use. It's just you have a mitzvah tefillah. And memela, by using it, you're being mevatel mitzvah tefillah. And he crystallized it like by an oinon. He says an oinon could use a kli without tefillah. Oinon is chayiv in averis. He can't eat chazer, right? He can't eat nevel. He can't run to Burger King in oinon. But an oinon is potam in a mitzvah, right? So an oinon can't take out a pot in the kitchen that's a tray for pot and use it when he's an oinon, right? But Rav Shlomo Zalman says he could use a kli before tefillah. Because there's no issa to use a kli before tefillah. There's a mitzvah tefillah. And the mela, the using it is almost like a way of deterring the tefillah. You say, okay, I'm not toiveling. I'm using it. I'm not toiveling it. So I'm potter from tefillah. There's many riyas to this idea. There are more paskins if you have a kli belongs to a goy and a Jew, bishutfis. It's potter from tefillah. You don't have to toivel it. So the Beis Meir explains what's pshat. Beis Meir says, because you could never get rid of the Tumas Akum. Taka has Tumah on it, the Kli. But you toivel, you take it out, the Goy still has a Bailus. So there's no way to get rid of the Tumas Akum. So the Achronim ask, so don't use it. But Koit of Shlomo Zalman, it's Gevaldik. The whole Isra Shtamshas is a bitl of the Mitzvah Tfilah. If I can't do Tfilah, I can't. Right? So you have to understand that by Kodshim, there's two kinds of matirim. One is dam and emurim. For example, dam and emurim is, it's not that there's a seder, there's an order, you're not allowed to do A before B, because you have a mitzvah to do zrika. And the mitzvah is that zrika has to come before, without zrika, right, the emurim are not roy for the mizbeach. The Zrika validates the Emurim for the Mizbeach. Without the Zrika, that's Yesh L'Matir. That's Yesh L'Matir. The skin. Until the Dam is spritzed on the Mizbeach of a carbon oil, the skin is also for the Kohen. There's an intrinsic issue. It's not because, we didn't yet do the mitzvah. It's too soon. No. If the blood would spill, for example, and it'd no longer be a Din Zrika, or the blood became tameh, the skin would still be also on the kohanim. So it's not an order. It's so now we can understand what's going on. The nesachim, they are considered, according to the chachamim, not a davar hanitter. You can't bring the nesachim before the karm. True. That's just an order. It's not that the Nesachim are become nitter by the Zrika. The Zrika is not matter than the Nesachim. Nothing intrinsically changes about the Nesachim before Zrika and after Zrika. Nothing changes. And if it did, then there would be a psulina to bring the Nesachim a day or two or 3 days later. Because it would be considered a byproduct of the Dam. And just like the carbon will become possible a day or two later, midin noiser, midin lina, the soul to the nesachim. But that's not the halach. Why not? That's the chachamim. Say the chachamim al korchoch, the dam is not a matter of the nesachim. You can't bring the nesachim before the dam? True. That's because lo higiazman. The zman is not here. Not that the dam intrinsically changes. That's pshat in the chacham. Reb Meir al korchach, you have to say, holds no. The dam is takamat in the soch. There's a separate gezeres hakosov that you can bring the socham ad asor yom. It's a new halacha that the nesachim has a longer lifespan than the rest of the carb. The socham could be the same thing. I believe is the loik shel mitzur. The loik shel mitzur is the same shayla. The reason why you can't use the loik shemen before you, the Dama Oshem by Mitzvah, right? There's two ways to look at it. One way is that the Loik Shemen itself has like an Isser on it, a restriction on it. And the Dama Oshem removes whatever restriction there is on the Loik Shemen, in which case it's a Dovah Sheyesh L'Matir. The other way to look at it is no. It's not Dama Oshem Matirai. It's the fact the Loik Shemen is not in the parasha. It's not in the parasha until you go ahead and you bring the Oshem. After the Oshem is the Zman of the Loik Shema. So there's an order. There's an order of events. And if the only reason I can't do B is because there's a halacha that C, that A has to happen before B, that's not a davar sheyesh l'matir. That's not l'kuli alma. L'kuli alma, in order to have a shame davar sheyesh l'matirim, it's not sufficient that you can't do B before you do A. That's not enough. That would not be enough to be considered. And this will explain to us many other pratim or prate pratim of the l'moshel. They ask, why isn't a kohen mitzvah davar sheyesh l'matirim? Because till it gets kedushas kli, till the kohen does sima b'kli, he can't be marked to the kohen mitzvah. So l'chayra kaimitz also should be a davar hanitter. This is what the achronim ask. Kaimitz should also be davar hanitter. The teretz is There's a halacha that you can't, that the mincha has to have kedusha. Otherwise, it's not a mincha. It's not really like rov. Right? It's not a mincha. It's not that the sima b'kli is a matter of the kaimitz. There's nothing to be kaimitz before there's a kedusha's kli. So the kedusha's kli is not a matter of the kaimitz. It's not a, so it has to be that there's some kind of restriction, intrinsic restriction, that something else releases that restriction. And that has to be daimit to dominate. Mugam uka daimit. That's the only tier we would apply. Okay. Now, you know, we'll start the sugya next week already.
One kazayas of chaylev, one kazayas of nevela.
Right.
So the chaylev.